Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hello, Vol Nation. Welcome to another episode of Believe in Tennessee Football. I'm your host, as always, Kyler Purvison, joined with Reed Bacon. Have another amazing podcast. We're talking about J.J. Harrell and his commitment to Tennessee, breaking down that film. But before we get into that, if you guys are watching, please like and subscribe, hit that notification bell, and leave a comment. Ask us a couple questions. We love answering them. If you're just listening, please rate and review, download and re-download, and also follow us on all those pages, all those audio platforms. It really helps. We have merch now, How We Doing Bud t-shirts in orange and white, so you can go ahead and check those out at the link below. And if you want to follow us on social media, at Believe in Tennessee for our main account on Twitter, at rbacon26 read, at Kyler Kurvison for myself on all social media platforms. Let's jump into this one. Film breakdown on J.J. Harrell, so you guys know what we're getting out of this recruit.
By the game. Snap. The kick is in the air, and the kick this time is no, sir, Reed. No, sir, Reed. Final score. Tennessee 20, Florida 17. Pandemonium reigns.
Loads up, fires long for the end zone. The pass is going to be caught by Tennessee.
Tennessee wins!
Caught it by Tennessee, Jawan Jennings. Jennings makes the catch in the end zone on the Hail Mary.
Down at the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. What did he do? All he did was score. Joey Pitt, touchdown on play number one.
All right, so before we jump into the podcast, got to shout out our number one sponsor, betonline.ag. It is the place to go for betting. It is your number one source for betting. They have all the odds, all the team totals, all the parlays that you could ever want, and they cover every sport. You got NFL, you got NBA, you got tennis, you got golf, you got baseball, you got everything you could think of. It is the place to go if you're going to bet on anything and make anything exciting. So for first-time signups, go over to betonline.ag. And for a 50% welcome bonus, use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, at checkout and receive that 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, welcome in, everybody. Got another amazing podcast. I say it every week, but I mean it every time. We are talking about a recruit that literally just signed. We are right out of work on a Monday because we just found out how committed. We want to get this video out as soon as we can. It is JJ Harrell. But before we get into any of that, Reed, how we doing, bud?
Happy Monday, Kyler. As you can see, we are in full process of getting everything set up. I got a blank wall behind me, but I got my nice desk. I got my nice lighting here that you sent me. This we're going to get official so that I can just bang out content.
There you go. Exactly. We need more light on that pretty face of yours. And we need to get the mic going so we can hear that baritone voice you got and make these videos even better.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Look, I can need a little bit more lighter. Sure. We'll light it up a little bit. Not so much. We'll go back.
No, we'll like a freaking kid in a candy store.
And I'm gonna get some stuff on the back. I haven't decided what I'm gonna put up there, but I'll get some good stuff. Okay, JJ Harrell, 4-star recruit out of Mississippi, North Panola High School. So in my time now, obviously, this is up to 10 years ago now. Mm-hmm. When I was at the University of Memphis playing, we had some players from South Panola. But I'd heard a lot about South Panola and North Panola. And at the time, like I said, things have changed, but they were good programs and they were playing good level ball. I think I look now and they're like 3A. So I don't know how things change, you know, up and down, whatever. Yeah. But a couple of our better recruits that year were from South Panola. I looked up their North Panola's roster. I mean, not roster, their record. I think they were like 500. So maybe not great. But 6'2", 185, 4-star. His composite, I have it here, that he's the number 32 wide receiver in the nation. So that is pretty darn good. And then that he was the 5th-best overall recruit in the state of Mississippi. Mississippi puts out some good players from year to year. So, I mean, top 5 in the state. Now, the other thing is, too, is the offer list that I always like to look at. And he's got a very, very good offer list. And basically, I'm always going to say it's a very good offer list. If you've got the 2-time defending national champions. So he's got Georgia on there. He has Florida, Florida State. He has Nick Saban and Alabama, Arkansas, LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Oregon, yeah. Penn State, Texas A&M. So really, basically, all SEC schools that matter, all the – you know, schools in this area, you know, I don't see an Ohio State. I don't see a Texas A&M. And that's not unheard of for him being in Mississippi.
Is Mississippi State and Ole Miss on there?
Yeah. I said they're both on here. Yeah. Okay. So it's nice. Yeah. It's nice to get, obviously, in to state. Pluck. What's that?
I was just thinking, like, it always worries me a little bit when the in-state team doesn't grab a guy. Because it's like they're closer. They know something that everyone else doesn't know.
Yeah, but they recruited. So that's all that matters.
Yes, that's all. I didn't mean grab. I meant recruit. But, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, so – and they recruited him. So, obviously, they see something that they like. Let's hear what you have to say before I jump in and dive in.
Yeah. So, watching him, this man's a speedster. It's not the speed that is the most impressive. It is the acceleration from him. His ability to go from 0 to 60 is insane. Like, it's insane. He almost has a second burst when he is running his routes. And for all of Vol Nation, go watch his highlight tape. And all you're going to see is the exact plays that Jalin Hyatt ran this past year. You're going to just see him run goes. You're going to see him take a little inside route inside the corner and then burst up between the corner and safety, just like Jalin did versus Alabama. Like, there's very similar things this guy's doing. Their quarterback is told, throw it to him. Throw it to JJ. He has to be told that. He's just slinging it up there. So a lot of his plays are like that, where he is literally sprinting past corners and he's making himself open with his speed. So you don't get to see a lot of like different routes and all that stuff, but he's so much of an athlete that he can run those routes. I know he can. I can see his cutting ability and his balance and everything that he's doing. There's a play on his highlight tape where he's running a slant. Quarterback throws it behind him. He turns, catches, then spins, and still outruns all the defenders to get to the opposite sideline and head down the sideline. He is also a hands catcher, which I absolutely love, because a lot of guys – I'll give you an example. A hands catcher, for all the people who watch college football, is a CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb was a hands catcher. He's always catching it with his hands. He's grabbing a hold of that thing. No, nothing's getting away. A non-hand catcher was someone like Josh Malone. I mean, that doesn't mean that Josh wasn't productive, but he was not a hands catcher. He's not the guy to go up with those 10 fingers and grip that thing. He's letting it fall to him. So I like that out of the JJ. And then there's also just plays here and there where I can see him have that little tenacity about him. I can see him like, you know what, I'm going to run over this dude, or I'm going to embarrass this guy. Like, in that, like, little flip switch is what you always look for in football players. It's different than a basketball player, than a baseball player. Like, you don't necessarily need to have that flipped aggression like you do in football. It is just part of the game. It doesn't matter what position you play. You do have to have that little bit of aggression behind your play, and you can see it in him. You can see it when he has the ball in his hands. He does not want to go down. I even went back and like watched a few plays from his sophomore highlights, and there's like kick returns where he's like trying to drag dudes so that he can keep going. And the guy's 185 pounds. For everyone's perspective, Jalin Hyatt's 185 pounds and he's 2 inches shorter. So how thin Jalin Hyatt was, this guy's 6'2", 185. So he's a skinny dude, but that didn't stop him from doing what he wants on the field. And I mean, he's a blue chip wide receiver. There's a reason he's number 32 in the country. I love this pickup, and I think there's just so much upside because I see the Jalin Hyatt trajectory for him, where he fits right into that speedster on the edge who can run past a corner. But then you add in the moves that he can make and the hand catches that he can do and the sideline catches and jump balls that you see in his film. And you're like, oh, okay. We got a little added bonus on this one.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I love my cat, Tiger. And as my best friend, we speak our own language. What's that? You love your litter. He does, because I use Fresh Step Outstretch litter. It absorbs 50% more waste and odor and requires less changing compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Less changing means more time playing. Right, Tiger? That's a yes. Find Fresh Step Outstretch cat litter in the pet aisle. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Yeah, so I'll jump in, agree with some of that, maybe disagree with a little bit of it. So it is easy just to anytime we see a guy run by people, be like, oh, well, it's the Jalin Hyatt comparison. I don't want to do that because I really, you know, and first off, I think this guy's a little bit thicker than Jalin. I mean, Jalin might have been listed at 185. I know when you and I saw him in person, he was skinny. Then they said he put on some weight and he was probably 175, if I had to guess. I don't know if he got actually up to 185. You never know how people carry their weight, though. But I think JJ's a little bit bigger. I don't want to be sloppy in our breakdowns, in our analysis, because, oh, he just runs by people. I mean, Jalin Hyatt was running by elite defenders in the SEC. This guy's running by people in high school football that we don't know where they're going, where they're not going. So just because he looks fast here doesn't mean that he's going to be look fast on Saturday. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, speed. But, like, I think Jalen's about to go out here and go high 4.2s, low 4.3s in the NFL Combine. That's a different level of speed. And so I got a little bored with this tape. It didn't give me a lot. And that's not a knock on him. Mm-hmm. But it's just like go route. And I was wanting more. And I was like, what are these teams doing? Like, are these guys just trash? Like I said, like, these are supposed to be pretty good high schools from what I know. When I was playing at Memphis and some of the other recruits that would come in. But I continued watching, and I did go watch some of the sophomore year highlights too. But my favorite play is the one that you're talking about where he adjusts and he catches the slant behind him. I'm like, okay, now I want to see what he does. Great catch. Are you going to house call this? And he does. That's the stuff that gets me excited. There was one at the 110 marker where he's at the side, where he's at the end zone. And they might call it a back shoulder. If so, it was a very lazy back shoulder. It was a very high school-esque back shoulder. I don't think his quarterback's that great, but I like
that. That was another thing I was about to say. It's like, I don't even know if his quarterback's good enough to where he can do other things besides a go and a slant.
Sure. And that might not be the case. And so it's like, but I like that he used his hands, went up and got it, blocked the guy out with his body. There's another one later in his highlight tape where he comes back, makes a sideline catch. And I love that you said a hands catcher, because you and I are big on guys that catch it with their hand. You body catchers make us nervous. Mm-hmm. I always remember when you were playing and you would get frustrated with Josh Malone, you know, which he was a good receiver, but there were times where you can get a little anxious, you know, with the ball in the air going towards him. But so I like to see those hands. There was another, like I said, so he had the kind of like the outside break, or maybe he was just working back to his quarterback, catches it, gets the feet mounds, and then he had another one on the opposite sideline where he had to dive and catch it. So it's like, okay, now I'm seeing a little bit more. And if he does go by people, there was one, he did a really good job. He shows hands late, which is great. You know, so the DB is there but doesn't have a chance to make a play on it. He has another one where he's beat the guy, and it's not just here, but he goes up and catches it. So there was some routine after you started watching. Obviously, there was the punt and kick returns. That's just him being the better athlete. But really, my favorite one was his first highlight, because it's a screen and it shows that he has yak, that he can make guys miss, multiple guys miss, whether it's break tackles, jukes, whatever, house call it. And then I wanted to skip forward a little bit, because I can just see that. I mean, I can see people just run by people.
We can watch that all day.
I mean, that's high school stuff. Like, I mean, obviously he's going to do that. So let me see some of the other stuff. So like you already mentioned, I like his acceleration. I like that I finally got to see some other stuff. And then I've already mentioned, I did go back and watch some of his sophomore highlights where it was good to see some more type stuff than just besides beating people deep. I think this is a guy that I would personally probably be more impressed of if I like watched him in person or saw him in person or saw him at a camp. You know, compared to just this highlight video.
I had the same feeling. Like, when I was watching this, I was like, damn, I wish I could see him at camp. I wish I could see him run one-on-one routes with people.
Yeah, because there's other guys that are ranked 3-star or 4-star so lower than him or same as him that I think look better. But that's it's all it's film. So it's like I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying if we're breaking down film, which is what we do, then like I just have to call it like I see it. So I'm not saying that he's not going to be a really, really good player. I've just seen more impressive film. And that also could be that his the caliber of people that he's playing is a little bit better than others. But when it comes to a receiver, we've watched so many receivers over the past 2 years. It's like something's got to be there to stand out to me. That's and it's true. Like there's not a ton to stand out besides the fact that, like, you know, I like his hands catching. I like that he has shown some other things. You know what I mean?
Because isn't it like, know, hey, every wide receiver's fast? Like
pretty much, right?
Yeah, like
right.
Like every recruit, if you're 4-star over, everyone knows you're fast. Everyone knows right. You're probably one of the fastest guys on the field, and you run past people. But they don't know that you can make a DB fall with your route running ability. That, you know, they don't know that you can make any catch in any radius. Like, they don't know that you have the ability to make people miss when you're in the open field. Like, that, those are the things you want to show off. And it's like almost his entire highlight is camera pans, loses him, then goes back over and finds him with the ball dropping into the bucket. And it's like, we miss part of your play. We don't really get to see everything. That's why I think, like, if I was a coach, I'd be so weirded out to, like, okay, let's go after this guy. Let's recruit this guy if I didn't see anymore. Like, I'd be right. Like, I want to see him at camp first before I offered anything, unless, you know, every other team is offering him. Then it's like, yeah, you better jump on while you can.
Yeah, so going to 332 in his highlight tape out of a basically a 4-minute highlight tape, you know, it's a very simple, you know, out route, but it's like it's a bad throw, and that's the one I was talking about where he dives to go catch it at the sticks. Like, that's the type of stuff that I like to see. You know, and then they have another screen route where they run like a little tunnel smoke inside screen to him, and he takes it, and he gets, you know, 15 yards. There's some highlight tapes where I've seen where guys make two or three people missing that and then house call it. So that's just where I'm coming from. It's like, I like it, but I'm not watching this like, oh, wow, like this is incredible. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, what happens if Caleb Beasley is manning him up? You know what I mean? And it's like, is he going to just
corner,
Is he going to be running by Caleb like he's running by some of these jokers? You know what I mean? That's not a knock. That's just asking questions. Like, I don't know, but clearly I'm excited just on the fact that he's a good sized guy. I like his hands catching. I like his catch radius and how he can move his body to catch. And then lastly, like, the offer list is nice. And it's always great. I mean, Oxford's probably 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour from where he is. So steal him from Kiffin is always a great thing. And this is also one of those guys too. It's like, you know, we'll talk in 6 months and see if he's still committed or if he switches or anything like that.
Yeah. So. And here's the thing. Cause back to the beginning of what you were talking about, like, I don't necessarily want to, you know, I want thought put into the breakdown, but you don't necessarily want to just like give him kudos like he's Jalin Hyatt, like, right away. And I completely understand that. My interpretation now is like, we didn't think Jalin Hyatt was that impressive. We knew he was fast.
I never watched his highlight film. High school. I never watched his high school highlight.
Yeah, I never watched that. But watching him in college, it was like, oh, like, he's fast, but he doesn't have a lot of other stuff to his game. Where this guy, it's like, I can see the hand catches. I can see the athletic ability. I can also see the speed. And, like, how many different routes is he going to run in this offense? It doesn't seem like you have to run a lot to be successful. Jalin Hyatt didn't. Jalin Hyatt ran a lot of goes. He ran a couple slants and digs and some posts, and that's it. It's like, those were his big plays, and then like screens. So it's like, this guy can do that. That is definitely something in his repertoire. So it's like, do they have to be verse in route running? I don't think they do. Not for Heupel's offense. Like, now it's like a different way to really like look at a wide receiver for these coaches. Cause they're like, I don't care if you can run the full route tree. Like, I'm going to get you open based off my scheme. I just need you to be fast, and I need you to be able to catch the ball.
Yeah, no, good point. So right now in 2024, very early, very, very early. Obviously, Georgia's number one. They got 3 5-stars and 6 4-stars. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But then you go to Tennessee, and this brings us top 10. So this brings us in front of Alabama. Alabama's got 2 5-stars, 2 4-stars, but Tennessee's got 3 4-stars. And then
we don't have 4 4-stars.
What'd you say?
I thought we had 4 now.
No, so we have 3. This is based on 24/7, so that's 3 4-stars. But what I was gonna say is one of our 3 stars is Marcus, and we know how much we like Marcus, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I was like, I literally in my head, I was like, Marcus is a 4-star. Yeah, we have 4. What are you talking about?
Like, yeah. No, but this is just for this one. I think Marcus is going to go ball out again, yeah, and get in maybe another star. But yeah, so that's our breakdown. You know, on JJ, I'm happy with it. I'm probably more of like, let's just, you know, wait, you know, kind of wait and see, which is not a knock on him, but yeah, you know. Good win for now. I mean, it's late February.
Exactly. A 4-star skill guy on offense, like, always a win. So,
yeah.
Love it. All right. Thanks, bud. Great pod.
Great pod. See you, brother.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. If you are watching, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, leave a comment, ask us questions. Definitely ask us questions about the recruit, and we will answer them. If you're just listening, please rate and review, download and re-download, and follow all of our pages on all the audio platforms that are out there. We have merch now, How We Doing Bud t-shirts in orange and in white. So you can go check those out in the link below. If you want to follow us on social media at Believe in Tennessee for our main account on Twitter, at rbacon26 read, at Kyler Kurbison for myself on all social medias. And just really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And as always, go Vols.
Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Outstretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Outstretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.